Hearing this bell, I relax and smile. The Buddha is breathing. The Buddha is walking. I enjoy the breathing. I enjoy the walking.
Please begin this morning by first establishing yourself in awareness of your in-breath and your out-breath, and then once established in awareness of your in-breath and out-breath, become aware body and calmness in the body. So we'll begin this morning where we left off last night. Awareness of the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. Awareness of the body and calmness in the body. And if the mind moves away from its object of meditation, the in-breath, the out-breath, the body and the calming, there's a movement of the mind to constrict around the thought, a feeling, a perception, a sound, a sight. This is not an occasion for struggle, for frustration or disappointment at all. This is just another moment of mindfulness. One is aware of the movement of the mind, one is aware of the constriction, and one simply releases, relaxes, smiles, and then come back to that which you want to be focused on. At the same time, we are cultivating a specific type of meditation. Most importantly, we are cultivating equanimity. Please practice this way. in the Buddha's instructions, as bhikkhus and bhikkhunis, and the teaching for the awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath. After giving his students meditations in terms of awareness of the breath and awareness of the body, are included in what's called the first tetrad. The second tetrad, the next four meditations he gave his students, had to do with what is called in Sanskrit badana, or feelings. Very important. So the next aspect of our experience that we will focus on is feelings. It's very important that we understand what the word means. Feelings are not emotions. Probably feelings are closer to sensations. But it has to do with our felt reaction to a sensation. And this experience of feelings is directly related to our six senses. When our eyes see an object, when our ears hear a sound, when our nose catches a smell, an odor, when our mouth has a taste, when our body has a sensation, a feeling, a sensation, and when the mind has a thought, perception, memory, etc. Whenever one of our six senses has a contact with some object, immediately, simultaneously, with that contact, is an experience of a positive sensation, a feeling, a negative feeling, sensation, or a neutral feeling, sensation. It is usually unconscious, and it often very quickly gets embroidered into a more embroidered story. But in our meditation practice, we can uncover the simplicity of the Dhamma, feeling sensations. We could say that a positive sensation is something that we move toward, something we would be happy with having more of. Obviously, it leads to attachment, desire, clinging. A negative feeling sensation is something we want to move away from. We don't want any more of. It leads to aversion, pushing away, escape. And a neutral feeling is something that we neither move toward no move away from. It often leads to disinterest and boredom. I'll explain more in the Dharma talk. with the now as you breathe in and as you breathe out. This is again another reason in the sitting meditation why we don't move. We are aware of the arising of the dana, a sensation in the body that we experience as unpleasant. And rather than doing what we usually do, which is immediately move away from it, we observe it and reserve our response. Very interesting. Same way with positives. We observe. And we observe the way we want to move toward it, to hold on to it. We also observe that in our disinterest and boredom, we keep many experiences in neutral. So this is a very wonderful practice. So what we're beginning to explore is really basis. So much of the activity of our body, speech, and mind, and what drives it, very deep level in the psyche. So, grounded in awareness of the breath and the body. We now begin to explore breathing in and breathing out the world of feeling and sensations. We come by not reacting. We calm them by observing. Let it go. Release. Relax. Smile. And see what happens. This is all before the story begins. All before the inner dialogue. All before the elaboration. There is Vedana. Basic feeling, tone, sensation. The Buddha, in his kindness and his caring for the spiritual development of his students, gave them this object of meditation. So again, please, using your breath in your sitting, in your walking, in your eating, in your looking, your hearing, tasting, smelling, please observe the arisings of the dana. Very simple. Positive, negative, and neutral. Moving toward, moving away, indifferent. So this is our practice for today. More will be said about it in the Dharma talk. Vedana can be very clearly observed in the temperature here. Please pay close attention. As you have a feeling on your skin, as it gets cooler, you will have either a positive sensation for those of you who can be warm and be comfortable, will be happy. For those of you who enjoy the warmth, you'll have an aversive response to it getting cooler. And then even those who are having a positive response to it getting cooler, when it crosses a certain point, it may become aversive. Then we want to do something about it. In the same way, when it begins to get a little warmer, it may be positive. But as it gets even warmer, it may become negative. That is all the karma. Please observe very carefully. The arousal of positive, negative, and neutral sensation, feeling, in all the senses. When you look out the window during the day, it looks quite beautiful. Eyes making contact with an object, positive. One opens the door to go outside. I want more of this. Immediately heat on the skin. Negative the body. Then there's some action. Do we go with the eyes? Do we go with the skin? Please just observe the dana, feeling sensations in one's experience.